We welcome you into Kick 106.7 tonight as we've got semifinal action on to Kick 106.7. Kemper girls taking on a Van Meter Class of 3A Region 2. Casey Miners joined with Doug Wanninger in the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight. Gator shipped by Pepsi Beverages right here in Carroll. And Doug, we should have a really good game on tonight. A big game, too, because winner advances to that final regional final coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a big night for the Kemper Knights. Van Meter coming in. The two haven't played each other this year, have a couple of common opponents. Looks maybe to, if you were just looking at that, Kemper's advantage, but a real scrappy, defensive-minded, kind of a physical team from Van Meter.
Yeah, I think that for Kemper tonight, I talked to Mason. He did the game when they played Red Oak, and he said that they came out and just pressed Red Oak all game instead of worked to their advantage really well. They were able to get out, run in transition, get some easy layups, some easy seals. I think that that might be the game plan tonight for Kemper to try to pressure Van Meter.
Yeah, Van Meter actually gets more steals per game than Kemper does. They get 14.5 a game, playing some decent competition. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what their guard play. We haven't seen them play, and I didn't get a chance to watch them on film, what their ball handlers are like. But they play a physical brand of basketball. They're averaging like 16, 17 fouls a game, which is a bunch.
Yeah.
So Kemper's free throw shooting is going to come into play, which neither team has done a good job of shooting from the line this year.
Kemper comes in at 16-5. They were 9-1 of the Hawkeye 10 Conference this year. They finished runners-up to St. Albert, as I mentioned, beat Red Oak 66-20 in the opening round of the playoffs. This is the first meeting that these two teams have had on the hardwood for girls basketball. They play in volleyball, but this is the first time that they have met in a basketball this year. Van Meter comes in at 13-9, 9-5 in the West. The West Central Conference. They beat Atlantic 64-51 in the opening round, a team that Kemper's also beat twice this year in Class 3A Region 2.
Yeah, Kemper beat Atlantic by 21, I believe it was, the last time they played them. You know, like you said, the only other common opponent is they have is Erwin. Kemper handled them by, I think it was...
I think they only beat them by three or four.
Yeah, 3 or 4 points. 57-54 on January 22nd. And then Earlham actually played Van Meter just a couple of days after that, and they won that game by 6. But word is that Van Meter's been playing a little bit better basketball as of late. Like I said, they're going to be real scrappy. Be interesting to see how the officials call the game, too.
We will step away, take a break. We'll talk starting lineups when we come back in your Mackey Motors pregame show here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sukup green bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sukup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Sukup Manufacturing. Built strong, back local.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
So starting lineups get announced down on the court here on Kick 106.7. Again, we are in your Mackey Motors pregame show. Pregame show brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Exxon Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at a Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Starting lineups tonight here in this girls' contest for Kemper. They will start Kaylee Simons, a senior. Elsa Tiefenthaler, a senior. Addie Anto for a junior. Charlotte Hackford, a senior. And Morgan Mashing, a junior. For Van Meter, they will start Ella Rozek, a senior, Avery Banks, a junior, Alex Hogenson, a senior, Ivy Vaught, a sophomore, and Lydia Thumel will start as well, a senior for Van Meter. As we're going to take a break from the national anthem, we'll be back with more of your pregame show here on a Kick 106.7.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com. Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
We have got Class 3A Region of 2 is set my final action coming up for you tonight here on Kick 106.7. Casey Miners and Doug Winninger with you here at Kemper High School for this Class 3A Region 2 semifinal. Winner of tonight's game going to advance to take on either Clarinda or Des Moines Christian coming up. It's Saturday, so we're hoping it's the Knights get a chance to go to the state tournament, Doug, which would be really huge. This is a really big game tonight, I think, and the Kemper fans know it.
Yeah, and that will be a neutral site, right?
I think it's going to be hosted. I think Des Moines Christian will host it. Des Moines Christian will host it. If Des Moines Christian wins, they'll host. If Clarinda wins Kemper and Kemper wins, Kemper should host.
Okay, absolutely. Well, a big opportunity for Kemper tonight to get past this Van Meter team. You know, we've got a couple of seniors on this ball club that have really, really had good careers. Elsa Tiefenthaler, Kaylee Simons, a couple of other ones probably going down the list.
Charlotte and Olivia.
Yeah, Charlotte Hackford, yeah, and Olivia Schenkelberg, the seniors. You know, you want to see them, get as far down that road as they possibly can, but especially with Elsa. She's really, really had a nice career for Kemper.
Yeah, Kemper's had a really good season overall, 16-5, 9-1 in the Hawkeye 10 so far this season, and they finished up runner-up to St. Albert, who is a really, really good team in class. When I take a look at the numbers for you in tonight's matchup, Kemper, I think across the board, Doug, if you look at common opponents and you look at statistics, Kemper should be the favor on paper tonight. They come in averaging over 51 points per game. They don't really turn it over. They only turn it over about 13 times a game. And I think they do a really good job defensively. And they've got a couple of girls that can shoot it as well.
Yeah, well, you got Elsie, you got Kaylee Simons, and another one that's stepped up this year from the outside is Antofer, shooting, three-pointers here and there. Shooting quite well from the three-point line. So she creates herself. She's a threat out there. They have to come out and play defense against her out there.
Van Meter on the season also averages about 51 points per game, but Doug, they turn it over more and they average more fouls. They're going to play a more physical brand of basketball tonight. If Kemper can match, I don't even know if they match that physicality, but just play smart basketball, it should be very good for them tonight.
Yeah, one thing that we both noticed when we were looking at the lineup for the Van Meter Bulldogs, they've got a lot of girls averaging, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 between 4 and 8 points a game.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't see this. So they evidently play a lot of girls knowing that they're going to create a lot of fouls. Probably not going to give you anything easy.
It'll be Antofer and Hogensen to tip it up here as we get set for girls action on Kick 106.7. Do have other broadcasts going on tonight. Carroll taking on Forest City. Mason Nealon's got that over on 93.7 KKRL tonight for you guys. That is also a 3A semifinal opening tip. Going to be won by the Knights. Antofer hands it off to Tiefenthaler. Kemper will go right to left the other way. Simon's quick three out of the tip. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Hackford. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Van Meter. You like Kemper taking the early three?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It was a good open look. She got a good look at it and just plain missed the shot. But Charlotte's got to get that ball. She got a good job getting the offensive rebound, but you just got to be strong with the basketball. Don't let them reach their hands in there and get that jump ball.
Off the inbounds, Kemper was in a 1-2-1-1 full court press. Knights now sitting in a zone defense. Van Meter tries to dump it down low to Thummel, but it's going to go out of bounds. So the Knights get that early turnover. Van Meter does turn it over almost 17 times a game, Doug. So if Kemper can speed them up offensively, that might be a good thing as well.
Yeah, Van Meter comes out in a 1-3-1 zone trying to protect against those long three-pointers from Kemper.
Tiefenthaler has it just across the timeline. They dump a down low to Mashing. Out to Simon. Simon's down low to Mashing again. Mashing kind of double-teamed. Look, they get back out to Kaylee. Swings it now to Elsa. Elsa goes down low to Morgan. She'll dribble baseline, kicks it cross court to Hackford, who's shooting it over 45% from three so far this season.
Doesn't take a lot of shots.
Simons dumps it down low to Mashing. It's going to be poked away, but it will stick with the Knights. Vaught was there trying to steal it.
Mashing's got to meet that pass. One thing about Mashing, Morgan, she just doesn't like to shoot very often. She's not a bad shooter, but she just doesn't take a lot of shots. She's got to look for that when they give her the opening.
Elsa inbounds to Morgan. She's going to take the shot off the inbounds play. Basketball still tipping around. It's going to go in the hands of Rozick for Van Meter. 0-0, minute off the clock so far here in the first quarter. Bulldogs have the basketball. Tiefenthaler and Hackford going to double-team Vaught. They'll kick it to Rozick for the three. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Thummel. She'll miss the shot off the bottom of the backboard. And Antofer will pull down the rebound. Quickly throws it ahead to Hackford. Knights now in a half-court set here, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Knights.
Again, Kemper got to be strong with that basketball. He put those elbows out, pivot around so that they can't reach in and get that easy jump ball.
Tiefenthaler will have it. Van Meter in his zone defense. They go down low to Mashing. Mashing.
She's got to take that shot right there. It's just a 12-footer along the baseline.
She'll take the three. Mashing shot on the way. It's up. No good. Antofer trying to fight for the rebound. It hits the floor, but it goes in the hands of Rozick.
Rozick's a good little ball handler.
Van Meter working with it. They'll go in the corner to Rozick again. Dumps it down low to Thummel. Thummel, a bigger girl. Antofer does a nice job of playing defense and grabs the rebound. She'll hand it off to Tiefenthaler. She'll take a deep three. It's up off the back iron. Basketball loose. Fight for it. It'll go in the hands of Banks. Van Meter the other way. Banks travels with it.
I think Van Meter fans thought maybe she was fouled on the dribble. I kind of tend to agree with them.
We're going to get a physical brand of basketball tonight, and I think so far the officials are kind of letting the girls play here early on.
Yeah, that could work to Kemper's disadvantage because Van Meter is going to be physical.
Knights have the basketball now in a half-court set. 5:55 to go here in the first quarter. Antofer near the free-throw line will dribble it out to Hackford. Hackford looking for somewhere to go. Swings across court to Simons. They go down low to Mashing. Mashing back out to Kaylee, now to Elsa.
Good ball movement by the Knights.
Antofer near the free-throw line goes around her defender and picks up the two-point basket.
Addie's really improved her offensive game, and now we get a near steal from Morgan Mashing. But Addie's really improved her offensive game. It just adds a little bit more dimension there. It's somebody else that they got to worry about guarding.
Knight's still in that 1-2-1-1 full court press. Van Meter's got the basketball. They give it up to Vaught. Vaught will throw it ahead to Banks. Banks thought about the three. Now dribbles in. She'll back it out. They get it back to Vaught. Top of the key cross court to Rozick. She'll take the three with a hand in her face. I think Elsa might have got a piece of it. Simons will track down the rebound as she pushes it into the front court. Now to Elsa, who'll dribble baseline. Elsa with the jump stop, and shot's going to be good. And Kemper on a 4-0 run as they lead it 4-0 here in the first quarter.
Nice little floater there by Elsa working the baseline.
Banks quickly the other way. Will go past the defender. Throws the shot up, but she's going to be fouled. Antofer will pick up the foul for the Knights. And Banks will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
So far, we've seen in Van Meter what we kind of suspected. Their shooting percentage is really low. They don't take the best shots. They've kind of just throw it up there.
On the season, Banks, a 55% free throw shooter. Her first one is on the way. It'll roll around, and it falls in as Van Meter will get on the board. It's 4-1 now in favor of the Knights.
Just underway here, 3 minutes into the ballgame.
Van Meter beat Atlantic 64-51 in the opening round. Vaught misses the free throw off the front end. Thummel pulls down the rebound, loses the handle of it. It's going to be back out to Banks. Van Meter with the basketball. Nice dribble baseline there by Alex Hogenson, and she'll pick up 2 points. It's a 3-0 run for Van Meter in a three-point possession. Tiefenthaler loses the handle on it. Van Meter with the mashing right there, playing tough defense, tracks it down to Hackford. Hackford will go off the glass, misses the shot. Van Meter now the other way. They've got the numbers on the break. They dump it down low to Thummel. Thummel is going to be fouled by Simons when she went up for the shot. Hackford, I think, on that play kind of rushed the shot. She had mashing open on the block, needed to dump that basketball down.
Yeah, she should have dished it off and probably would have had an easy 2 points as she didn't turn the basketball over. And this Thummel, she really hits the offensive glass hard.
Thummel, a 45% free throw shooter, knocks down the first one, and we are tied here at four, our first tie here in the game.
Definitely a fast-paced basketball game.
I don't know if that favors either team a little bit here. Thummel back to the line. She knocked down one moments ago, a second free throw on the way, and she goes 2 for 2. Elsa throws it ahead to Kaylee. Kaylee with it back to Elsa. We'll swing it to Addy near the free throw line. Back out to Elsa. Shot clock down to 27 now for the Knights in a half court set. They go in the corner to Mashing. Mashing bounce pass over to Hackford. She'll take the three. It's on the way. It's going to be short. Rebound pulled down by Banks and Van Meter. And Knights not doing a really good job of crashing the glass, I think, here offensively.
No, we're not a good offensive rebounding team.
They throw it down low to Thummel. Thummel will have it go off the backboard again. Hackford pulls down the rebound. She'll pick up her dribble, hands it off now to Elsa. They'll swing it cross court to Simon. Simon's bounce pass down low to Mashing. She'll take the baseline jumper and knocks it down. And you mentioned that's the shot she needs to start taking, and she took it.
She absolutely does, because they're going to give it to her. She can hit them. She's just got to have the confidence that she can shoot it.
Knights take the lead back at 6-5. Thummel tries to throw it down low, pass stolen away by Elsa. Knights will push it in transition to Hackford. She'll dribble in. She goes off the glass, shot a little too strong. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Not going to travel with it.
I think that's the third turnover that I have on Van Meter already in the game.
I don't think Vaught noticed the defense there right away and picked up her dribble.
Olivia Schenkelberg checking in for Kemper along with Mackenzie Yetmar.
Yetmar gives them some shooting off the bench. Knights will have the basketball off the turnover underneath their own basket. It's a 6-5 lead for Kemper here in the first quarter. They inbound it to Yetmar. She'll take the three off the inbounds pass. No good. Mashing traces in for the rebound, but she's going to step out of bounds. Nice hustle there by Morgan Mashing.
Morgan apologizing to the coach. She kind of ran into him. I think she felt bad.
Van Meter has the basketball off the turnover. 3:22 left here in the first quarter. Casey Miners and Doug Waniger with you tonight on Kick 106.7. Van Meter kicks it in the corner. That's Hogeson with it cross court. They get it to Vaught now. Top of the key back to Hogeson. Hogeson will dribble in on Mashing. Goes off the backboard. Shot no good. And Kaylee Simons will pull down the rebound. Simons going to travel with it. Tried to split through the defense. The double team came and trapped her near the scorer's table. And the turnover will give it right back to Van Meter.
Avery Banks, the junior, with really good defensive pressure there. Tell you what, watching these Van Meter girls, a couple of these girls really handle the dribble well. They handle the basketball. Very good ball handlers.
Kaylee Hind into the game, as well as for Van Meter, I think number 11, Valerie Rosner. Banks dribbles in on Schenkelberg. Shot no good. Rebound going to be pulled down by Mashing. And Mashing's done a nice job on the glass so far. Throws it ahead to Yetmar. Yetmar's got to get it across. Now to Elsa in the corner. She'll take the deep three. It's going to rim in and out. Offensive rebound by Schenkelberg. Shot blocked away.
Good rebound. Good. Went right back up with it, but number 32, that's Hind, was right there to block that shot away. And Van Meter with the basketball in the front court now.
Banks has got it, and we're going to get a foul on the Knights. They're going to say that Banks was pushed trying to dribble past the defender. Knights hold a small lead here by one, 6-5, with 2:24 to go here in the first.
Morgan Mashing's first foul.
It's the third on the Knights. None on Van Meter so far here in the quarter. Bond has it. Tries to get it to Hind. It's going to be stolen away by Mackenzie Yetmar. Yetmar's got it going the other way now in half-court set for the Knights. Gives it up to Simons. Bounce pass to Mashing. Mashing back to Simons. She'll swing across court now to Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler will take a deep three. It's going to be off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Higher the other way in transition to Banks. Top of the key three. It's going to be up no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Schenkelberg. She did a nice job of boxing out. Just the shot came straight down off of her and kicked out of bounds.
Yeah, Hine got her hand in there and knocked it off of Olivia's hands, I believe, as Eddie Antover checks back into the game for Kemper.
For Van Meter, a team that fouls a whole lot, they've got no fouls so far here in the first quarter, and we're 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Banks, top of the key with the basketball, going to give it up now to Heyer. She'll go cross court to Vaught. Vaught with it. Knight's still in his own defense. Vaught back to Banks. Clock down to 19 here on the shot clock. Banks with it, guarded by Tiefenthaler. And we're going to get an offensive foul going the other way. I think Banks hooked to Elsa, and that's what the call is going to be.
Yeah, a little surprised at that one because Elsa kind of had her knee in there. As more rotation, Rosick checks back in, as does Thummel.
And we figured Van Meter was going to sub a lot tonight with how physical they play. It's the first foul on the Bulldogs in the quarter.
Staying in that 1-3-1 extended defense.
Tiefenthaler goes down low to Schenkelberg, back to Elsa. Elsa will dribble past the screen by Schenkelberg, tries to get it to Antofer near the free throw line, but it goes in the hands of Schenkelberg. Shot no good, basketball still loose, and it's going to go out of bounds. I think it's going to stick with the Knights. Van Meter's coach is not happy. I don't know if he's yelling at the girls or if he's talking to the officials.
Yeah, Chris and Sherry Guess, head coach. Looks more like he was yelling at his own players.
Tiefenthaler gives it into Simons. Simons hands it off to Antofer. She'll swing across court now to Elsa. Elsa will take the three in the corner. It's going to be up no good. Antofer tries to come in, and we're going to get a jump ball. Good stop there by Antofer, but the possession arrow, I think, will give it over to Van Meter.
Now, Thummel's just a little unorthodox in how she handles the basketball. Addie was able to go over her back that time and force a jump.
1 minute to go here in the quarter. Van Meter with it. They go off the glass. Shot no good, and we're going to get another jump ball possession error. We'll give it to Kemper.
I think that's five already. Four or five. So 56 seconds left, first quarter. Kemper with the basketball. Up 6-5.
Van Meter still going to be in that 1-3-1 zone. It's extended zone, as Doug has mentioned. Tiefenthaler's got the basketball. Tries to get it to Antofer. Pass poked away. Knights trying to get it back as Rosner has it. She'll get it in the front court now for the Bulldogs. She'll hand it off to Vaught. They go in the corner to Banks. Banks uses the shot. Fake now dribbles baseline. Her shot's going to be strong. Simons pulls down the rebound. Throws it ahead to Antofer. Knights can hold for the last shot if they want it. They hand off to Yetmar. She thought about the three. Back to Simons. Simons will swing across court now to Addy. They go in the corner to Elsa. Elsa will take the three. It's on the way up and good.
That's her first three-pointer after three or four misses. Got that one to go down. That's a big one. Just kept her up 9-5. 13 seconds left, first quarter.
Knights lead it by four. Vaught will take the three on the other end for the Bulldogs, and she buries it.
Banks open.
Knights quickly the other way. 2 seconds now, one. They get it to Antofer. She'll take a three at the buzzer. Good.
Good job by Elsa recognizing she had to get rid of the ball. By Addy, but I don't know that Tiefenthaler knew how much time was left on the clock.
No, I don't think she did there at first.
Being a little bit more patient than you would have expected.
12-8 as we go to the second quarter. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
The Knights to end the quarter as they will lead 12-8 going to the second quarter. And Doug, this has been, I don't really know what team's got the upper hand. You got to give it to Kuemper because they're leading, but Van Meter's, I think, controlled the pace of the game a little bit in a way.
Well, it seems like they have. They're playing very fast. If they could shoot, but boy, they've thrown up some just really bad shots when they could have had plenty of time left on the clock to run more time and maybe get a better shot.
Van Meter will start with the basketball coming out of the quarter change. They'll dump it down low to Thummel. Nobody picks up Thummel on the block. She'll get 2 points.
That was a nice play call by Van Meter. They went a high-low, and Thummel was right open, wide open for an easy layup underneath.
Ansofer kicks it out to Mashing. Now to Hackford. Starters out there on the court for Kuemper to start the second quarter. Elsa calls for a screen. Goes in the corner to Simons. Simons will dribble baseline. Picks up her dribble, dumps it down low to Mashing. Mashing trying to create space, almost travels with it. Gets a bump to off her spot. They're going to say that she fell out of bounds with it. And it'll be Van Meter basketball. Thummel, a bigger girl. And
yeah, she gave her a good bump. I would have thought they would have called a foul on that, but did not. They're letting them play that.
Van Meter will have the basketball off of the turnover. You got other basketball going on tonight for you guys. Carroll taking on a Forest City, Class of 3A. That's a semifinal game as well in postseason action. Mason Nealon has that for you on KKRL. Banks gives it up to Vaught. Vaught goes down low to Thummel. Thummel, I think, has it partially bloked away by Elsa, and Elsa was standing out of bounds and grabbed it off the rebound, so it'll stick with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, she kind of partially blocked it, and as she did that, she stepped out of bounds or was out of bounds, but the ball came right back down into her hands as she was out of bounds.
Rozick will inbound the basketball for the Bulldogs. Throws it over the top of the defense to Banks. Banks looking for somewhere to go. Gives it up to Rozick. They go down low to Thummel. The pass is stolen
good
away
job.
By Elsa. Elsa jumped the passing lane. Knights in transition the other way. Elsa with it near the free throw line. Dribbles in on the defender. Her shot's going to be no good. Thummel pulls down the rebound. 12-10 lead here for the Knights. Knights trailed 5-4.
Really impressed with the ball handling skills of Banks.
Rozick trapped in the corner is going to throw it off of Simons. It'll stick with Van Meter. 21 seconds on the shot clock.
12-10, Kuemper.
Aniston netting into the game now for the Bulldogs. As Rozick will take a seat. Vaught will inbound right next to the Kuemper bench. 21 seconds on the shot clock for Van Meter. Cross court to Hogeson. Hogeson goes off the glass. Shot goes in and out. Rebound pulled down by Addie Antofer.
Yeah, not a great shot.
Knights have it in a half-court set now. As they lead it by two, Elsa going to stop and pop for the three, and she'll knock it down.
Elsa's starting to feel it. That's two in a row.
She's got eight here early in the first half. Van Meter the other way. We're getting a blocking foul down low on the shot.
Not sure what kind of shot that was. I'm just amazed at some of the shots that they're throwing up.
6:10 to go here in the first half.
I guess her philosophy is the more of them you shoot, the better chance you have of getting one to drop, right?
Netton will go to the free throw line. The freshman on the season, a 46% free throw shooter, shot on the way. It's going to be up and good.
You know, for a poor free throw shooting team, they're doing all right tonight. I think they're 3-for-3.
Now they are 4-for-5, I think, tonight so far. Either 4-for-4 or 4-for-5. Netton will go back to the line again. Free throw on the way. It is going to be up. No good.
Good rebound by Morgan Mashing.
Knights have it in transition. They throw it ahead to Hackford. She'll take the three off the pass. And it's going to knock it down. Elsa with the assist.
Kuemper's a really good-looking ball club. When they hit those three-pointers, they're up 18-11. That's going to force Van Meter into calling a timeout. So, Garrett, we got to get out there and play defense.
Knights have hit four threes, 5:57 to go here in the first half. 18-11, Kuemper leads. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment. to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is an 18-11 lead for the Knights as they have knocked down four threes here in the first half. Starting to get off on the outside, they've knocked down three. I think all last three of their shots have been all from three. At least the makes have been from the three-point line.
Yeah, Van Meter only have one three, and that was a bank.
Banks has it, gives it up to Vaught. They get it back to Hogeson, tries to go down low to Netton. Bulldogs with the basketball, shot clock down to 18. Banks is able to track down the loose ball. It's an 18-11 lead for the Knights. Vaught, top of the key with it. Kemper playing good defense right now. Shot clock down to 9, now 8. Banks dribbles baseline, kicks it back out. Shot on the way from Hogeson. Three-point shot's going to be good.
That was really a nice job by Banks. Roby baseline, found her wide open up there on the wing.
Simons with it on the other end for Kemper. Gives it up to Hackford. Top of the key now. Back to Elsa. She's knocked down a couple of threes. Has it near the free throw line. Pass poked away by Banks. Kaylee able to track it down, and we're going to get a foul on Banks.
Yeah, Banks had to steal, and then Kaylee stuck her hand in there and knocked it away, and Banks went to try to retrieve the ball and ended up fouling Kaylee, so that is their first foul of the quarter.
Both teams with one foul, 5:11 to go here in the first half. We'll have your Mackey Motors Hatcher Report coming up in just a little bit on Kick 106.7. Schenkelberg with it, throws in the corner to Charlotte. Charlotte will dribble in near the free throw line, hands it off to Elsa. Defense all her top of the key with it. Knights in a half court set. Mashing, didn't really expected the ball to come to her, but was able to track it down. Hands it off to Kaylee. She'll take a deep three. It's on the way, going to be short. It'll go out of bounds, and not a good offensive possession there for Kemper.
No, Kaylee didn't get a good look at that. She was open, but quite a ways behind that three-point line and ended up quite a bit short with the air ball. 4:51 now, second quarter.
Under five to play here in the quarter. Knights lead it by four. They've led for a majority of the game, trailed 5-4 a little bit in that first quarter.
Kemper in a 1-3-1 half court.
They tried to dump
Olivia
it.
Olivia Schenkelberg now knocks the ball away.
They tried to dump it down low to Thummel. Van Meter able to track down the basketball, but an errant pass on the other end. He's got two teams fighting for it, and Schenkelberg's going to draw a foul down low. It'll be the second foul on the Knights.
Definitely letting the girls get by with some physical play. Van Meter will inbound the ball under their own bucket.
Shot clock at 35, 4:30 to go here in the first half. Banks to inbound for the Bulldogs. Hits it into Vaught. Vaught back to Banks. Banks thought about the three. Will dribble baseline. Pulls up for the jumper. Shot no good. Thummel with the offensive rebound. Put back no good. Tifa Toller grabs the miss for the Knights.
Thummel gets a lot of offensive boards. She just doesn't have a very good shot.
Simons in transition. Three-point shot's no good. Thummel with another rebound for Van Meter. Bulldogs will slow it down, come in the other way. They're going left to right down the court here in the first half. Backdoor pass is going to be poked away. Good job by Simons to jump in the pass lane. Tips it to Hackford. Knights now push it in transition to Mashing. And we're going to get a reach-in foul on Hogeson as Mashing tried to dribble away from Hogeson.
That's Hogeson's first foul, second foul. Van Meter here in the second quarter.
Under four to play. Mackenzie Yetmar going to check in. Simons will take a seat. The Knights have made four threes, Doug, but they've shot a lot of them so far tonight. Kemper inbound underneath their own basket, under four to play here in the half. Mashing's got it, gives it up to Yetmar. Yetmar will dribble right back to Mashing, top of the key. Kemper has the basketball, hands off to Hacker, backdoor pass to Elsa. Good cut to the basket, counted and one for Elsa.
Nice cut, good hard cut. Really nice job of finding her as well by Hacker. Hacker gets the assist, and Kemper's lead now grows to 20-14.
Tiefenthaler will go to the line. Knights so far tonight attempting their first free throws. As Millie Antofer going to check into the game. Schenkelberg will take a seat for Kemper. Elsa on the season, just under a 68% free throw shooter, comes in at 67.9 on the season.
Millie Antofer, just a freshman.
Free throw from Elsa's up and good. Converts the old-fashioned three-point play, and she has got 11 to lead all scorers here in the ballgame. Van Meter's got it. They go down low to Thummel. Thummel will go off the glass and picks up two more points.
Yeah, took advantage of Antover in there, the freshman. She just went up over the top of her. She really doesn't shoot it. She just kind of throws it up there from her shoulders.
Mashing gives it up to Millie. Millie Antover with it. Hands it off to Elson. We're going to get a timeout on the floor by Kemper and Coach Yetmar. 21-16, your score, 3:21 to go here in the first half. We'll step away, take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Kick 106.7.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Kick 106.7, Class of 3A, Region of 2, semifinal action for you tonight as Kemper taking on Van Meter from Kemper High School. 21-16 lead for the Knights coming out of the timeout as the Knights will have the basketball.
See the Kemper boys basketball team all sitting down there in the second row.
All wearing their state championship hats that they won over Van Meter in football.
Oh, is that right? That is what they're wearing, isn't it?
Mackenzie Yetmar going to take a deep three. It's going to be up no good. Van Meter's fans, I think, wanted an illegal screen on Kemper.
Vaught pulls down the rebound.
Vaught's got it. Gives it up to Banks. Now back to Vaught. Knight's still in his own defense. They go down low to Thummel, and Thummel will pick up two more points. I think as long as Millie's in there, they might throw a down low to Thummel.
Yeah, they just can't let her get the ball in the blocks because she's not much of a shooter as we have a near steal on Van Meter by Newton. Almost steps out of bounds, runs into her own coach.
Knights will get the basketball back.
You know, it feels like Kemper with those threes should be pulling away, but you look up at the clock and scoreboard, it's just a three-point ball game, 21-18.
Hackford inbounds, and we're going to get an errant pass ahead to Vaught. Vaught will run it down and picks up 2 points. It looks like Elsa slipped on the floor or tripped.
Yeah, just a little right after the pass was thrown, she had no chance of getting it. I know Kemper was screaming for a foul, but I think she just fell down.
21-20 now in favor of Kemper. Hackford grabs the rebound off the Elsa miss. She's back open for three again. Top of the key. It's on the way short. We're going to get a foul on Mashing. It's going to go the other way.
Yeah, good job. You know, you don't see players boxed out very often, but in that case, the Van Meter player had her boxed out. Did a good job of keeping her off her back, and when you do that, you're going to get the foul.
Both teams with three fouls here in the quarter. That's the second on Mashing. 2:18 to go. Knights.
Van Meter has a chance to take the lead.
They lead it by 121-20. Banks swings it up to Vaught. Vaught goes down low to Thummel. They're going to double Thummel down low. Thummel will miss the shot. It's going to go out of bounds. They say it was tipped off the Knights. So it'll stick with Van Meter.
Her release is barely, neck high?
Yeah, something like that. So she doesn't get the basketball up very high. 20 seconds of the shot clock. The Bulldogs inbound. Shot going to be up no good, but Hogeson will go to the line for two free throws. Fourth foul.
Tiefenthaler, I believe.
It'll be the fourth foul on the Knights. The first on Tiefenthaler.
Kemper just fell asleep a little bit there on the defensive end.
Hogeson will go to the line for a couple of free throws. First one is good. We are tied at 21. Our first tie since it was 4-4 in the first quarter.
Van Meter is only a 51% free throw shooting team on the season, but making most of them tonight.
She'll step back to the line. Free throw on the way, and that one rattles in, and they will take the lead 22-21 here. Simons the other way has it for the Knights. So dribble top of the key to Tiefenthaler. They go to Antofer near the free throw line. Back out to Yetmar. Yetmar to Hackford. Hackford open for three. It's going to be short. Rebound pulled down by Banks. Van Meter pushing the pace the other way near the free throw line to Hummel. They kick it out to Vaught, who's open for three, and she's going to travel with it. Knocks down the shot, but travels with the basketball.
Wipes out the three-point shooter, but she got herself set, just took that little extra step.
It's like a hop that she took when she went up to shoot the basketball.
So 144 set the stage here, 144 left in the second period. Van Meter's crawled up top, 22-21, Kemper with the ball in the backcourt.
Tiefenthaler has it for the Knights. Knights trail by one. They'll use the screen set by Addie Antofer. Pick and roll to Antofer near the free throw line. Kicks it in the corner to Hackford, who's open for three. It's going to be up and good.
Charlotte with her second on the night. Three-pointers keeping Kemper in this game. They're back up now.
That's a big one from Hackford, the senior. Gives Kemper the lead by two, 24-22.
Now steal.
And the steals by Elsa. Elsa's got it in the front court. Uses a Euro step. Scoop layup off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hogetson of Van Meter.
Again, well defended. Probably would have been a better situation to pull that ball back out. Wait for your teammates.
Free throw line jumper by the Bulldogs. No good. She'll get her own miss. Pass poked away. They're going to get Simons for the reach-in foul.
I think that'll be a shooting foul.
It looks like Hogetson will go to the line. Knocked down 2 moments ago.
Checking in for Van Meter is Macy Heyer.
It's the fifth foul on the night, so the last 101 here in the quarter. Van Meter will shoot free throws. Free throw on the way. It's up, no good. Schenkelberg will check into the game. She'll replace Addie Antofer, who will take a seat.
Heyer checks in for Avery Banks.
Banks has been their best ball handler. I don't know how long you can keep her off the court.
I was a little surprised by that, too, as they missed both free throws. Hackford
will grab the rebound. They throw it ahead to Yetmar. Yetmar takes the three. It's up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Vaught. 1 minute left here in the quarter. Vaught the other way in transition, and we're going to get an offensive foul going the other way.
Good possession by Kaylee Simons there, but again, one of those cases where this time it was Vaught. They just got to run to the basket and throw up a shot. Really didn't look like a shot. It's just basically throw it in the direction of the hoop.
Van Meter in a 2-2-1 full court press here. Yeah, Mark going to give it up to T. Fatale. They go in the corner to Hackford. Three on the way. It's short. Tries to follow her own miss. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Kemper.
Set a record here for jump balls and a half.
36.1 to go here in the first half.
Hine back into the ballgame.
Gives them some good size that they can throw out there with Thummel down low. 13 seconds separating the shot clock. The game clock. Tiefenthaler inbounds. Goes over the top of the defense to Yetmar. Yetmar back out to Simons. Simons will give it up to Elsa. Elsa thought about the three. Now dribbles in near the free throw line. Her shot going to be blocked. I think Hine got ball, but they're going to say the lower body caught Elsa.
Got her with the body. It was a good block, but she definitely got her with the body.
Elsa will step to the line. A 67% free throw shooter on the season. She's got 11 points here in the first half. Looking to extend that Kemper lead. They lead at 24-22. Elsa's throw is going to be short. We'll get Caitlin Yetmar into the game as well for the Knights.
Replaces Kaylee Simons.
Boys State Wrestling going on tomorrow. Kemper Knights going to be in the Class 2A session. That'll start about 2:30. We have full coverage for you on that up on the CB Sports Network YouTube page.
Yeah, good luck to our participants. Elsa Warnemont and
McGuire Hoyt.
McGuire Hoyt.
Elsa goes 1-for-2 from the line.
Normally, a team would play for the last shot here, but the way these guys throw the ball up, I'm not quite so sure that's going to happen. 18 seconds left.
Banks has it, guarded by Yetmar. They'll give it up to Rozick. They try to go down low to Thummel, but Thummel has the pass go too high for it and will be out of bounds. Knights will get it for the last 11.8 here in the quarter.
Olivia Schenkelberg had good possession on that down on the defensive end there.
Knights can hold for the last shot up by 3, 25-22. Knights did trail it just a little bit ago, 22-21. Kiefenthaler got it, throws it in the front court to Hackford. Hackford back to Elsa. Clock down to 4. Knights are not going to get a shot off. Caitlin Yetmar at the buzzer will knock it down.
Knights get one at the end of the first quarter, one at the end of the second quarter.
Momentum building for Kemper as we go to the halftime, 28-22 in favor of the Knights. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with your Mackey Motors Halftime Report coming up on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Nice lead is 28-22 here at the half. Your Mackey Motors Halftime Report on Kick 106.7. Halftime Report again brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at a Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Doug, 6 3-pointers by the Knights in that first half. The big difference here at halftime.
Yeah, that's absolutely the difference. I think Van Meter's only got one, maybe two of them. I think maybe two.
Two.
But
yep.
Kemper girls, they took a lot of three-point shots. I don't know what their field goal percentage was from three, but they took a lot of them, but fortunately hit enough of them, put themselves up 28-22. Kind of a rough physical basketball game. And as we noted, Van Meter, I think if they were a little bit more patient, waited for better shots, they'd probably be right in the game. They're only down six, but threw up a lot of shots and just didn't have a chance of going in. But for Kemper, got to probably play a little bit better defense, take a little bit better care of the basketball in the second half.
Yeah, Knights knocked down 6 threes in that first half. They lead at 28-22 here at the half. Running through the scoring in the first half for both teams. For Kemper, they were led by Elsa Tiefenthaler. She's got 12 here at the half. Addie Antofer with 5. Caitlin Yetmar with 3. Hit a big 3 at the buzzer. Charlotte Hackford with 6. And then Morgan Mashing with 2. 4 Van Meter. Avery Banks has got 1. Anston Netton has got 1. It's 7 from Alex Hogeson. 2 from Ivy Vaughn, and then 8 from Lydia Thamel. And I think they're doing a good job defensively against Thamel because they're trying to get her the basketball. I think down low has been their main game plan. And the Knights have played good defense on her. And as you mentioned, Van Meter has not looked good on the offensive end. It's Kemper's turnovers that have kind of kept them into the game.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. They got some good ball handlers, and it looks to me like if they dribbled the ball around a little bit better and worked for better shots, they could probably put themselves in a better position. But they try to get the ball in there to Thumble. She doesn't have real good hands, doesn't have a real good shot, but once she gets positioned, she's pretty good size. Girl takes up a lot of space down there. Once she gets the ball down on the block, it's going to be hard to stop her, so they just got to do a better job of fronting her and keeping the ball away from her.
Knights were able to build some momentum. I think hitting up Addie Antwerp, it's a buzzer beater in the first quarter. Kaylee Yamar with a buzzer beater going into the second. Got to build some momentum. That's got to build some momentum going into the second half.
That's the game right now, is those two last-second shots in both quarters, and Kemper's up 6.
28-22 here at the half. We'll step away, take a break. We'll talk more about the half, and we've got the second half coming up when we come back here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit-cup manufacturers. Built strong, backed local.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
It is 28-22 in favor of the Knights as we are in your Mackey Motors halftime report here on Kick 106.7. Doug, second half. You think any Kemper, any changes defensively from them?
No, I think they'll keep doing what they did. They might, Coach Yetmore probably talked to him about just trying to seal off Thummel from getting the ball down low so she doesn't get any. I mean, she's only got still 6-8 points, something like that, but just don't let her have any easy ones. Just keep playing good defense and force them to let them take the shots that they're taking because the chances of them going in are fairly slim. And, you know, Kemper just keep taking care of the basketball on the offensive end, work for good shots, which they are. They're getting wide-open three-pointers, and fortunately they've been hitting them. Now it's real key that they got to keep hitting those shots here in the second half.
Now I'll counteract that. Kemper's taken a lot of three-point shots. The percentage probably not looking the best. If you're Van Meter, do you stick in that zone defense despite Kemper hitting six threes?
Well, yeah, I think so because you just got to be more aggressive with it. You know, you can't give them the distance that they have.
Set for the second half here on Kick 106.7. 28-22 lead for the Knights. Casey Miners and Doug Landier with you tonight in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Van Meter will start with the basketball here in the third quarter. Winner of tonight's game going to advance to take on either Des Moines Christian or Clarinda coming up on a Sunday. If Des Moines Christian wins that, the winner of this game will go there. If Des Moines Christian loses and Kemper wins, that game will be here at Kemper on a Saturday.
Is that this Saturday then?
Yep, it'll be this Saturday. Banks has got the basketball, guarded by Mashing. Knights in a 1-2-2 zone defense. They give it back to Banks, now to Hogesic. She had 7 points in the first half for the Bulldogs. Banks dribbles into Rozic. 3-point shot on the way. It's up short. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go in the hands of Elsa. Knights will go left to right here in the second half. Kicks it to Simons. Simons thought about the three now. Dribbles baseline. Nice head fake. Bounces it to Antofer. Back out to Simons, who's open for three. It's on the way. It's good.
That's a good start for her for the second half. She didn't get any scores in the first half. Puts Kemper up now by nine. That's their biggest lead.
Three on the other end by Van Meter. Rozic shot's no good, and Simons will grab the rebound. Knights largest lead at nine, currently 31-22. Tifa Toller goes down low to Antofer. Antofer out to Hackford, now to Mashing. She'll swing it across court to Simons, now to Elsa in the corner. She dribbles baseline. Elsa top of the key to Antofer, who's open for three. Shot's going to be no good. Mashing tracks down the rebound, goes up off the glass, no good. Rebound will be pulled down by Hogeson.
Good hustle by Mashing, though. Kipper back in that kind of a, looks like almost like a kind of a matchup zone.
Banks thought about the three, guarded by Tiefenthaler. They'll get it to Hogeson near the free throw line. She'll dribble in. Her floater is going to be up no good. Tiefenthaler tries to track it down. It's going to go over to Kemper. That might have been off of Elsa when she came up for the rebound. I think we're going to get...
That's what I saw, and I think they're going to reverse
it. They're going to reverse it. It'll stick with Van Meter.
Coach Etmore out giving Morgan some instruction. 6:38 just underway here, third quarter. Kemper up 31-22, stretching the lead to the biggest margin of nine.
Hogeson will inbound for the Bulldogs in front of the Van Meter bench. Inbounds pass goes to Vaught, now back to Hogeson. Looking for somewhere to go, she'll take the three. Shot no good. Simons with another rebound. Good box out by the shortest person on the court. Hackford with it back to Kaylee. Kaylee swings it up to Antofer. They go to Elsa. Elsa will use the screen set by Addy. Elsa with the pick and roll to Addy. A nice roll to the basket. Shot no good. Antofer going to pick up a foul off the rebound.
Addy off of frustration. She had a layup. Should have hit that shot. Just got to go up strong with it off the glass.
That was a good pick and roll set up by the Knights.
Yep. Had to play. Got the play they wanted and just missed the shot.
31-22 in favor of the Kemper. Their lead is 9 with 6:17 to go here in the third. Casey Miners and Doug Landinger with you tonight on a kick, 106-7, Class 3A Region 2 basketball. Banks will take a three top of the key. Not a good-looking shot from Banks. It's no good as Tifa Toller grabs the rebound.
He's going to go straight to the hole.
Elsa blows by Thummel, and she'll pick up two more points.
That's a great job, great vision there by Tifa Toller to see that, because she could just see that the hole was going to be there and just went right through it.
It is a 5-0 run by Kemper to start the quarter, and their 11-point lead is the largest here of the game. We'll step away, take a break. Timeout on the floor by Van Meter. It's a full timeout. We're back in 1 minute on Kick 106.7.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
And Meter will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. 9:51 to go here in the third quarter.
You know, Kipper's been a second-half team all year. They always seem to turn it up after halftime, and now they get another steal.
And Bulldogs try to dump it down low to Thummel. Tiefenthaler are going to be fouled as she tried to get it to Mashing, who was on the block.
Ball's going to be on Banks, I believe.
Be the first foul on Van Meter here in the quarter.
33-22, Kemper.
Knights will inbound in front of their own bench. Their largest lead at 11, Doug. They're on a 5-0 run to start the third quarter. As Mashing inbounds to Tiefenthaler. Elsa averaging over 15 points per game on the season. She's at 14. She has into the free throw line. Bounce down low to Schenkelberg. Schenkelberg tried to go up against Thummel, but Thummel was good defense.
Yeah, she Bulldogs just stepped in there and kind of knocked Olivia off her course.
Bulldogs will have it coming the other way. Top of the court now to Banks. Banks will get it to Hogenson. Hogenson back to Banks. They try to get it down low to Thummel. Elsa Tiefenthaler going to poke that one away. Saw the eyes of Banks. Steele gets it now in the Knights in a half-court set. Tiefenthaler top of the key. Uses a fake pass. Now looking to get a bounce pass over to Hackford. Hackford in the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Simons. And we're going to get a foul down low on Van Meter. It'll be their second. It'll go on Maddie Schnell, who's seeing her first action tonight, the sophomore.
Tonight's doing a good job moving the basketball around.
I thought they've looked more composed here in the second half offensively.
Yeah, absolutely.
Elsa will inbound. Shot clock resets to 35. Pass goes to Schenkelberg. They'll get it back to Tiefenthaler off the screen. Shot no good. Thummel grabs the rebound for Van Meter.
Thummel's got a ton of rebounds tonight.
Bot to Hogenson. They'll kick it back out to Banks. Banks will dribble in near the free throw line. Goes past her defender off the glass and picks up 2 points. The first points for Van Meter here in the quarter at the 440 mark.
Keeping them in the ballgame, 33-24.
Tiefenthaler down low, top of the key to Mashing. Mashing will get it to Simons. Simons uses the screen set by Mashing near the free throw line. Now picks up her dribble, tries to kick it to Hacker, but it's poked away by Schnell. We're going to get a foul on Simons trying to poke it away from Banks.
Kaylee a little frustrated with herself. She probably knows she shouldn't have let that one get away from her. Tried to retrieve it. Maddie Antover checking into the ballgame now.
It'll be the third on to Kaylee. Schenkelberg will take a seat with Antover checking back in. We're going to get Mackenzie Yetmar into the game as well, and I think Simons will take a seat, and she will with her three fouls. Kaylee hasn't shot the basketball really well this year, but that's a girl you don't want to get in foul trouble because of what she means to this team.
Yeah, she's only shot 30% on the year. Really started slow, shot much better over the last half of the season.
We're
going to
get
a foul.
We're going to get a foul down low on the Knights. It was off the screen.
Morgan Mashing, just a lot of body on that girl going across the top. It's one of those fouls where really you don't gain anything by that because she's so far away from the bucket.
It'll be the third on Mashing, the third on the Knights here in the quarter. Thummel has it on the elbow, gets it to Hogenson. She'll dribble in on Mashing, goes off the glass, shot partially blocked. Thummel with an offensive rebound and puts it in.
Again, she just kind of tosses it up there and it went in.
Tiefenthaler splits the defense off the glass and picks up 2 points.
Yeah, she does that Euro step, looks away with her eyes, gets the defender to back off. She goes right up against Thummel and knocked it in.
Also a four-year starter for the Kemper Knights. Started since he was a freshman. 35-26, 9-point lead for Kemper. They try to go down low to Thummel. Hackford throws it, has it poked away. Tiefenthaler ahead of the pack, off the glass, and 2 more points. 3:36 left here in the third, back to an 11-point lead for Kemper. 18 points for Elsa Tiefenthaler. Banks with it near the free throw line, tries to go around. Elsa will throw it up off the shot and picks up 2 points.
Yeah, normally they're going to call a foul on that, but they aren't, so they're letting them play.
Tiefenthaler will take the three. She's got the hot hand. She'll miss it short. Rebound pulled down by Thummel.
Thummel gets almost every rebound down around her waist. You notice that?
Banks with a quick three the other way. It's no good. Refight for the rebound goes in the hands of Antofer, throws it ahead to Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler will go around Banks again. Shot no good. Bulldogs will pull down the rebound. Vaught with it.
They're continuing to let them play. A lot of physicality in this basketball game. 2:54 left third quarter.
Banks off the glass. No good. Thummel offensive rebound and she'll put it back in.
It's 10 points of the game for Thummel. Going to be a timeout here by Van Meter.
7-point lead for the Knights. It's a 37-30 timeout on the floor by the Bulldogs. We'll step away, take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
.48 left here in the third quarter. Knights lead it by 7. Try to see if I can find you a score for the Des Moines Christian game.
Get that score would be nice as well.
I think Carroll was down at the half, 29-15 to Forest City. Nice with the basketball. That almost could have been an over and back there by Kemper. I got to get my words together. Elsa Tiefenthaler misses the shot, gets her own rebound, and the putback's good. Takes the lead back to 9.
A lot of fight. 20 points in the game now for Elsa. A lot of fight in that girl.
Van Meter's got the basketball. They'll give it up to Netton. Netton to Hayer. They'll get it to Vaught. Three-point shot on the way. It's short. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be going in the hands of Van Meter. Ooh, they're going to give it back to the Bulldogs. I thought it would have went off the hand of Hayer.
I think Charlotte knocked it out of bounds. It was Charlotte's hand that came swatting in there that knocked it away.
Van Meter will inbound the basketball here. Shot clock will go to 34. 2:14 left in the third. 39-30 in favor of the Knights.
She traveled, got away with that, but 3-point
Van Meter
shot.
Will knock down the three on the other end. Hayer with her first points, and we're going to get a travel on Elsa off of the inbounds. So the turnover gives it right back to Van Meter. It seems like Kemper will get that lead, but Van Meter comes storming back.
Coach Yetmar unhappy about something there on that call, but I think there's just a lot of physical play causing some of these travels. And I would say probably both ways. 39-33 now, but Van Meter has the ball inbounds here under their own basket.
Shot clock resets to 35 off the turnover. 2:02 to go here in the third quarter. Knights lead it by 6 at 39-33. They led it by 6 at the half. Elsa's got 20 of the 39 tonight here for the for the Knights.
Kaylee Simons back into the game with those three fouls.
Banks goes over the top of the defense to Netton. Netton loses a handle on it. Basketball loose to the floor. Tiefenthaler in there. We're going to get a jump ball.
And that'll be Campers.
Coaches love those because those are what they call stolen possessions right there.
Yep, it absolutely is.
Still trying to see if I can find a score for that Des Moines Christian game and Clarinda game right now.
A lot of girls on the floor tonight, again indicating the rough play. But
Knights have it in transition the other way. Mashing near the free throw line, kicks it to Hackford. Thought about the three, she'll dribble in now, goes against Heider down
that
low.
That shot was not there. They played good defense.
Bulldogs the other way. Banks has it. It's a 39-33 lead for Kemper. Knights still in his own defense. Vaught now back to Banks. She'll take the three. Shot on the way. It's up and good.
Down to a three-point ball game. 39-36. Van Meter fighting right back into it.
Tiefenthaler dumps it down low to Mashing, who ran the floor well, and she's going to travel with the basketball. So another turnover on Kemper. We'll give it right back to Van Meter as they have a chance to tie it coming down on the other end with a minute 21 to go here in the third.
Yeah, right idea by Kemper. Elsa dishing the ball off to Mojo, but she just got the ball a little too far underneath the bucket and tried to adjust her feet and travel to the...
I think Coach Yetmar wanted to foul down low on a Van Meter girl. He was talking to the official. Bulldogs have the basketball with 26 seconds on the shot clock.
He's been in that guy's ear the last couple of possessions.
Banks going to give it up to Netton. Netton almost travels with it, kicks it into the corner, and we're going to get a travel by Vaught. Moved the feet before she put down the dribble, and turnover gives it right back to Kemper.
Yeah, it's getting pretty sloppy right now. I thought Netton probably traveled as well. Both teams talking to the officials. It's about the physical play. Kemper gets the ball in court, Addie Antover.
Knights have it here on the half court set. To Mashing now to Elsa. She'll take a deep three. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. It still tipped up in the air and it goes in the hands of the Bulldogs. Netton has it for Van Meter. We go under 42 to play here in the third quarter. 3-point lead for Kemper. 39-36. Shot blocked. Addie Antover will pull down the rebound. Tiefenthaler got a hand on it. Hackford with it. Looking for somewhere to go. Gets it to Addie, who has it now in the front court for the Knights. Antofer kicks in the corner to Simon. She'll take the three. High arcing three is going to be long. Rebound going to be pulled down by the Bulldogs, who can hold for the last shot if they want it.
I doubt they do.
Vaught to Hayer. Hayer to Banks. Banks will go past Mashing. Now to Vaught in the corner. Vaught top of the key. Clock down to 12. Netton to Banks. Shot on the way. It's up and good.
High ball game. I told you they wouldn't hold it. They're going to shoot the ball anytime they get a chance. Kemper back into the front court. Let's see if they can get another.
And we're going to get a jump ball with 0.9 to go. Knights have not looked like the same team since that timeout by Van Meter.
Yeah, that actually was going to work out to Kemper's advantage because they're not going to get that jump ball there. Even though Van Meter gets the jump ball, it's going to get Kemper with the basketball to start the third
start
quarter.
With the fourth quarter.
Because there's only 0.9 left, so they're not going to be able to get anything off here. but she traveled anyway.
Shot going to be no good at the buzzer. We are tied at 39 as we go to the fourth quarter. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Point Christian up on Clarinda right now, 74-31. That one is going to the fourth quarter. We're also going to the fourth. Yeah, we're also going to the fourth quarter here on Kick 106.7. Tied at 39. Winner looking like they're going to advance to take on Des Moines Christian coming up on a Saturday.
Kemper's going to have to really execute here on the offensive end, take good care of the basketball, get good shots.
Mashing will take a three, and she'll knock it down. A huge shot for Kemper to start the fourth quarter.
She gets a big smack in the back from Charlotte Hackford, too. It's a, see, you can make those. Just take them when you got them.
42-39, and off a foul on the other end by Kemper will send it Banks to the free throw line. And Banks has been huge here in the second half for Van Meter. She had 10 points in that third quarter.
Yeah, she only had one in the first half, but she's been their leading scorer. Addie Antover's kind of said, hey, I didn't reach, didn't do anything on there, but Banks just kind of went flying into her, and they called the foul on Addie.
And that's the fourth on Addie. We might get Schenkelberg into the game here for the Knights. Free throw no good by Banks.
Antover takes a seat. Schenkelberg sits in.
And Addie is going to probably sit for most of this fourth quarter with those four fouls. Schenkelberg will check in. She's got one tonight. Banks will go back to the line. She'll miss both free throws. Tifa Toller grabs the rebound for Kemper.
We talked earlier in the, you know, before the broadcast, free throw shooting is going to play a part in it.
Simons with it for the Knights. Shot clock down to 25. Hands it off to Elsa. Elsa's got 20 points for Kemper.
Take your time. Get a good shot here.
Elsa will use the screen to Mashing. Mashing, we're going to get a reach-in foul. Vaught going to say she had part of the basketball, but I don't think she ever did.
She had half the arm, too. That's going to be the first foul on Van Meter here in the quarter. Kemper out of bounds on the side, right in front of Coach Yetmore and the Kemper Knights. Morgan Mashing inbound the ball.
Knights lead at 42-39 with 7:24 to go here in the third. Inbounds pass goes to Tiefenthaler. She has it on the corner. Tries to dump it down low to Schenkelberg. We'll get it to Mashing at the top of the key. Back to Elsa. Elsa will take a deep three. It's going to be up and good.
Boy, three-pointers have been the Kemper Knights' friend tonight. They, Van Meter tied it up, and here we go. Two more threes, and they must have 10 in the game, probably.
Pretty close to 10. To add them up here.
Quick, you know, a steal for Morgan.
Mashing with the steal. She's ahead of the pack the other way. Layup's going to be good.
I think you're going to see a timeout here from Van Meter. Kemper's just scored eight in a row.
Kemper is on an 8-0 run to start the fourth quarter. 47-39 with 6:48 to go.
Nope, Banks going to let him play.
Banks has got it near the free throw line. Kicks it to Rozic. She'll kick, take the three. It's going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Hackford. I think if Kemper scores here, we see a timeout by Van Meter.
I thought we'd see one on that last possession because this game's getting away from him.
Hackford dribbles in now, picks it up, gets it to Tiefenthaler, top of the key. Shot clock down to 23 for the Knights.
At this point, Kemper run a little bit of clock. Really important. Set good screens and get a good shot.
Mashing will dribble in. Going to take the shot off the glass and a roll around. No good as the rebound's pulled down by the Bulldogs. Banks has got it. Top of the key to Hoganson. She'll take the three. Ball. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Simons. Simons ahead to Tiefenthaler. Nobody picks her up. She'll pick up two more points.
Great look there by Kaylee Simons to see Tiefenthaler.
It is a 10-point lead for the Knights. We've got a timeout on the floor. 49-39. Knights on a 10-0 run to start the fourth quarter. It'll be a full timeout. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Kemper Knights are on a 10-0 run to start the fourth quarter. 49-39 after being tied at 39 going to the fourth quarter. And Doug, Kemper has turned up, I think, the defensive intensity here in the fourth quarter a little bit, knowing how tight this game was going into the fourth.
Yeah, Van Meter got a little bit sloppy on the offensive end. Kemper getting some turnovers and, of course, hitting those three-pointers.
Van Meter has the basketball coming out of the timeout. Knights still sitting in the zone. Defense is Banks at the top of the key. Shot clock down to 29, now 25 now for the Bulldogs.
That's going to be an offensive charge.
Oh, they're going to say a blocking foul down low on Tiefenthaler. I think Elsa might have been moving her feet
a little bit. Got right into that corner behind this desk here where I can't see.
5:43 to go in the fourth. Van Meter will inbound underneath their own basket. Second foul on the Knights here in the quarter. That's the second on a Tiefenthaler. Hogenson with it to Banks. Banks will take the three. Shot's going to be no good. It's almost like a line drive three-point shot.
Really shoots a flat shot. She's going to struggle as we get another foul on Van Meter. Especially from three-point range, you're going to struggle to get those to go down.
Elsa with 25 points tonight, throwing her hat in for that goal versus player of the game that we'll talk about coming up in your post-game show as well. Again, winner tonight's game going to advance to take on Des Moines Christian, who was up by almost 40 going to...
I think they got that one in the bag.
Yeah, I think they do, too. Up by 40 on Clarinda. Mashing has it, uses the screen set by Tiefenthaler. Mashing looking for somewhere to go, almost travels with it. We're going to get a steal by Vaught coming the other way for Van Meter. Throws it down low to Hogenson. Double team by the Knights. Hogenson wants to kick it out. It's going to go through the hands of Rozick.
Young lady over here in the number four took that right in the chops. Cameron Byrne sitting on the bench talking to her teammates and took the basketball right in the face.
It'll be Knight basketball off the turnover. I think Knights have Van Meter on the ropes right now. A couple more baskets and they might be able to put this game away.
Yeah, they slowed it down a little bit, working to get, like you said, doing the right thing, working to get good shots, and now a steal.
Hogenson coming the other way with the steal, uses the jump stopper, shots no good, although that was Netton. Simons pulls down their loose basketball.
Kaylee's got a ton of rebounds tonight on the defensive end.
Shanker forward to Hackford, Hackford's three is no good, Hogenson will grab the rebound.
Yetmar wanted that one to go down.
I think that went down, the roof might have went off the place. Hogenson near the free throw line, draws the triple team, has it stolen away by Simons.
Kaylee Simons.
Elsa,
now, Kaylee doesn't have a lot of points tonight, but she's certainly done a good job on the defensive end and on the glass.
Smashing.
A lot of weak side rebounds.
To Tiefenthaler. Knights taking some air out of the basketball. Mashing's got it at the top of the key, hands it off to Simons. 4:17 left here in the fourth quarter. Hands it off to Hackford. Charlotte with it. Skip pass cross court to Tiefenthaler. She'll take the three. She sets her feet. Shot no good. Rebound will be tracked down by Banks.
Olivia Schenkelberg in there fighting to try to get that rebound. Unsuccessful.
Banks goes coast to coast and will score the first points for the Bulldogs with 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
She made that too easy. Coach Yetmar going back with Addie Antover coming back. Going to be coming back with those four fouls. She's at the scores bench, and Yetmar calls
the timeout. We're going to get a timeout on the floor by the Knights. A full timeout. Knights lead at 49-41. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Your scores. We come to you back out of the timeout here on Kick 106.7. Again, your Culver's Player of the Game coming up in your postgame show. Culver's celebrating over 40 years in business. Over 14 of those in the Carroll area. One of Doug's favorite places to go and eat. I know that.
Absolutely. Those Butterburgers, there's nothing better. I can't eat one today with it being Ash Wednesday, but they've got a good walleye sandwich down there, too. So if you're looking for a good fish sandwich on Friday.
Simons will take a three top of the key. It's going to be up no good. A fight for the rebound. It's tipped around a couple times, and Thummel will come down with the rebound. We haven't seen Thummel in quite a while.
Yeah, she's only scored a couple of baskets this half.
Vaught has it near the free throw line for the Bulldogs. We're going to get a travel on Vaught. That's the fourth time I think she's been called for a travel so far here in the game.
Well, we noted that they were coming in averaging, 16 turnovers a game, and they're I think they got to be close to that. I haven't kept stats on turnovers, but they got to be close to that. They're now playing a full-court press against Kepler.
They're trying to get the Knights turned over here to get back into the game. Knights lead it by eight, though, as they break the press pretty easily. Antofer gets it up to Simon, excuse me, to Tiefenthaler.
It's nice to have a big girl, one of your players inside that can handle the ball. Antofer handles the ball pretty well in the half-court, full-court both.
I think they tried to get Simons open for a three, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on Netton.
It's her second foul. Netton only 1 point in the game.
It'll be the third foul on the Bulldogs in the quarter. 3:09 to go here in the fourth. Again, that Culver's Player of the Game we post on the Carroll Broadcasting Facebook, Twitter, Instagram page later on tonight, as well as up at sports.1380kcim.com. Last time we knew, Carroll trailed Forest City at the half, 29-15. We'll try to get a score update for that coming up for you in just a little bit. Simons with the basketball, almost threw it away. So good, it's a Tiefenthaler.
Surprised they're not fouling. I thought they'd probably, now they get the steal.
Basketball still loose on the floor. Had Banks had to go off her hand,
that's
and Antofer's going to travel with it when she
rolled
over.
Good effort, though, by Addy to hustle back and get that basketball to keep Van Meter from getting an easy layup. It's not going to show up as anything other than a turnover in the stat book, but she saved the possession there, saved an easy basket.
We go under three to play here in the fourth quarter. Van Meter will inbound the basketball. They get it to Vaught. Vaught will dribble in. Her jumper's going to be up. No good. I thought it was going to roll off, but rolled in. Vaught will pick up the basket.
They're hanging around, still only within six.
Antofer to mashing to Tiefenthaler. Thought about the three, now dribbles in near the free throw line. Her floater is going to be up and good. And that seemed like a much-needed basket for the Knights there to get the lead back to where they wanted at eight.
Yeah, probably wanted them to run a little bit more clock, but the bucket was there. She had the little floater, got it to go. So down to 2:25 left, kept her back up by eight.
Vaught thought about the three, dribbles in near the free throw line. Her shot's going to be no good. Gets her own miss. Put back going to be no good as well. Fight for the rebound in the hands of Antofer. 2:13 to go here in the fourth. 51-43 in favor of the Knights. Elsa was going to try to get it to Addy, but Addy wasn't paying attention. Van Meter gets the steal and picks up 2 points.
Gets about a game back to 6 points, 51-45. Yeah, that was one of those cases where the two girls bringing the ball up the court for Kemper weren't in sync with one another. And it ended up in a turnover. So we're down to 2:03 left.
51-45. Kemper leads. A full timeout. We'll step away, take it with them. We're back in 1 minute on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Nice sounds of basketball coming out. Van Meter going to, I think, Kemper's got the basketball. I couldn't see the girl inbounding the basketball. Is Addie Anshofer?
Van Meter's coach was upset with his girls because they did not run what he called.
Defense all to mashing here in a half-court set, under two to play in the fourth quarter. And Knight's going to throw the basketball away off a turnover, up by six.
Addie and Kaylee were not on the same page on that play.
Third quarter kind of going the same way. The end of the third quarter kind of going the same way we're seeing in the fourth quarter right now. Doug Kemper getting kind of turnover prone on the offensive end is leading to some baskets on the other end for Van Meter.
Mashing just hounding her on defense.
Banks will give it up to Vaught. Shot clock down to 23 here with a minute 37 left in the fourth. 6-point lead for the Knights. Banks will hand it off to Netton. Netton will go in. Her shot's going to be no good. Thumble tries to grab it. Has it poked away. Good hand there defensively. Tiefenthaler hits the floor hard. Netton misses the shot. We're going to get a foul on the rebound by Netton as Anshofer will pull it down. And this game getting physical the more we get in towards the end of the game.
It's just real inconsistent on the foul calls. And you can see the frustration in the girls where it's called a foul one time and maybe not the next time. And now Thummel comes out of the game. That's a little bit of a surprise.
I think they're doing offensive defensive switches right now.
Possibly.
With them running a full court press.
Trying to get some quickness out there, maybe get a steal.
Inbounds pass goes to Elsa. Elsa's going to try to dribble through the trap. Now picks up her dribble, throws it ahead to Anshofer. It's poked away. Knights got to get it ahead, and we're going to get a timeout just in time by Coach Yetmar before the 10-second call. A minute 13 left in the fourth.
Yetmar's talked and wanted to make sure that he got the timeout.
It'll be a 30-second timeout.
Kemper still has one timeout left after this.
Knights is completely, a little bit ago, they looked like they were clicking on all cylinders offensively. Now it seems like some miscommunications led to turnovers.
Well, the quickness of Van Meter's caused them a little bit of trouble, but I think they're panicking a little bit, too. Kemper's just got to calm down, get the ball in the hands of Elsa Tiefenthaler. I think she's your best chance to take care of the basketball. Let her run the show.
Elsa's got 27 of the 51 tonight, Doug.
Yeah, that's a pretty big number.
It is. Has a chance to get to 30. Again, our Culver's Player of the Game coming up in your postgame show tonight here on Kick 106.7. A minute 14 left here in the fourth quarter. Knights lead it 51-46. They lead by six.
You really got to hand it to Van Meter. They've been down several times and come fighting back at least twice to tie it or get within 3-4 points.
Knights will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Mashing, inbounding on the far side of the court in front of the Kemper fans. Morgan looking for somewhere to go on the inbounds. Well, he's got nowhere to go. Has to get it into Simons. Are we going to get a 5-second call? I think
wow,
we are.
That was a fast 5 seconds.
I thought it was, too.
Thummel back into the game now. As you mentioned earlier, those offense-defense switches. Minute 12 left. Kemper up 51-45.
So being that it was a 5-second call, shouldn't the clock go back to minute 14?
That was quick.
Because 2 seconds technically came off the clock when she inbounded the basketball. Van Meter's got it. They go down low to Netton. Netton, the double team on the block, kicks it back out to Banks. She'll take the three. It's up no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Van Meter to Vaught. Vaught thought about the three, now to Banks. Banks will try her hand again. Shot no good again. Another offensive rebound. We're going to get a jump ball. We're going to get a reaching
foul on mashing.
Kemper fans do not like the call at all. And that'll be the
really
fourth.
Really not a big deal because it's just the third team foul on Kemper.
Third on Kemper. That's the fourth on mashing. So now Anshofer. Well, they had Anshofer originally. Yeah, Anshofer's got four. Mashing's got three. I was looking at a different number. The third foul on mashing. A timeout on the floor by Van Meter. 54 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts in Baldor Motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Suit Cup Manufacturing, built strong, backed local.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Your score here on Kick 106.7. 54 seconds left here in the ball game. Knights lead it by 6. Van Meter with the basketball out of the timeout. Banks has it. We'll hand it off to Vaught near the free throw line. Vaught with a scoop layup. She's going to travel with the basketball. I think that's the fifth travel she's been called for so far here in the game.
Yeah, they really get happy feet. Again, making those switches. Offense to defense.
51-45.
Back in.
47.3 to go here in the fourth. Van Meter soon's going to have to start fouling. Tifa Toller has the basketball, throws it ahead to Simon. Simon's now in the front court for the Knights. She'll get it near the free throw line to Antofer. Antofer back out to Elsa. Elsa will back it out smartly here. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Picks up her dribbled to Antofer. Antofer backdoor pass to Hackford. Hackford dribbles in past the defender. Tries to go for the shot. She's going to be fouled on her way up. So two free throws coming from Charlotte. Nice job of using the shot. Take the dribble baseline there.
Yeah, she got herself free down there, got to the hole, drew the foul.
28.1 to go here in the fourth. Shot clock off as Hackford goes to the line for a couple of free throws for the Knights. We were tied at 39 going to the fourth as Hackford knocks down the free throw. She's got 7 tonight here for Kemper.
That makes it a 3-score game.
Makes it tough with 28 seconds left.
Anything can happen, but Kemper in a pretty good position now to this Mackenzie Yetmar checking into the game.
Hackford goes 2-for-2 from the line. She's got 8 points. The seniors hit a couple big threes in the game. Now 2 big free throws down the stretch. As she'll go to the bench, Mackenzie Yetmar into the game for the Knights. Van Meter with the basketball here for the Bulldogs. We're going to get a foul down low on Kemper. Banks was going to take that coast to coast. I don't think anybody else is going to touch it.
It's going to be on Morgan Mashing, and that's number four on Morgan.
That'll be
only the fourth team foul against Kemper, though, so not a bad foul.
28.1 to go here. Van Meter's got to go quick when they inbound the basketball. Knights lead it by 8. Inbounds play. To try to get it to Banks. Banks has got to take a quick three. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Yetmar. Looking at the Tiefenthaler. And I don't think Van Meter is going to foul here with 11 seconds to go. Knights should be able to dribble it out as Tiefenthaler has it. Clock down to 6, now 5. They get it to Antofer to 3. Back to Mashing, and that will end the ball game tonight. Knights going to advance to the Class of 3A Region 2 final coming up on Saturday as they pick up a 53-45 victory. We'll step away, take a break. We got your Mackey Motors postgame show coming up on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com. Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
It is a 53-45 victory for the Knights tonight as they will advance to the Class 3A Region 2 final for a chance to go to the state tournament in Des Moines in a couple of weeks. And Doug, it was a fantastic night tonight for the Knights, knocked out a bunch of threes.
Yeah, it was, and the three-pointers were the difference in the ball game. I don't know the exact stats on them, but they knocked down a bunch of them. A big night for Elsa Tiefenthaler. And, you know, the rest of the Knights, these seniors playing their last game home game here because now we understand they'll be playing
at Des Moines Christian.
Des Moines Christian. So those girls played a lot of basketball here. So I saw them taking a picture there at the free throw line for their last home game ever. And we go down to Des Moines Christian Saturday night.
Yeah.
I won't be able to be there because I got a commitment already, but going to watch my nephew play basketball in Lamar's.
Yeah, Nick will have that broadcast for you guys coming up on it Saturday. Kemper, Des Moines Christian. Doug, no secret on who our player of the game is tonight. Elsa had a fantastic game, did a nice job of really leading this team as the Knights needed the senior leader on the court tonight.
Yeah, she had a really, really good ball game. You know, it was a rough basketball game, a lot of fouls, a lot of them that were called, a lot that weren't called, but very, very physical, but Elsa knocked down a bunch of threes, also got on the other end of a bunch of steals and layups, and just had a really, really nice floor game for the Kemper Knights. Other girls had some good ball games as well. You know, Kaylee Simons didn't score a lot, but
did a really good job defensively, I thought.
Defensively, rebounds, steals. Morgan Mashing, I thought, had a good ball game as well. So just an overall good job by the Kemper Knights.
Elsa finishes with 27 points tonight. She will be your Culver's player of the game. We're expected to talk with Coach Yetmar and a girl coming up here in your post-game show. Post-game show brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running to get the Let's Drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com. And I think one thing you look at going into Des Moines Christian on Saturday, Doug, Kemper not going to be the favorite. Des Moines Christian, number three ranked team now in Class 3A. But the Knights have a chance to play the underdog mentality, and with the senior leadership on this team, you can never count them out.
Well, and if they hit three-pointers, you know, when they've gone up against good, long basketball teams, they've really struggled. You know, the latest one was when they played St. Albert's the other night down in Des Moines, only got 4 points in the second half. So they're going to have to figure out how to gain their composure, get that confidence that it takes to win games like that if they're going to compete with Des Moines Christian.
Again, Elsa Tiefenthaler named your Culver's Player of the Game. I see Coach Yetmar and Elsa making their way up here in the post-game show for you tonight. Again, post-game show brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City. And Doug, a fantastic night tonight for the Knights. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It was
a great win tonight for Kemper.
Yeah, big win, and let's go see if we can make something happen on Saturday night down in Des Moines Christian.
We'll get the girl of the hour, Elsa Tiefenthaler, on the headset. And Elsa, sorry to throw it on you pretty quick, but
that's
fantastic night tonight. 27 points for you. What did you see offensively out there?
Yeah, I think we're passing the ball really well. It got me a lot of open shots. When we get the ball moving, it helps a lot. But, yeah, I just think our offense is working today, and everyone was moving a lot, and I think it was a group effort. Like, I wouldn't score any of those points without everybody else.
The three-point shots were falling for you guys. Addie knocks one down at the end of the first quarter. Kaylin with the one going into halftime. How did that build your momentum going to the second half?
I mean, it's just so much fun, and the crowd gets into it. Everybody's just hyped. Even if we were down, I mean, you're still happy about that, and I think it got us into halftime with our heads up, so yeah.
Late in that third quarter and then into the fourth quarter, Van Meter started to make a little bit of a comeback. You took over as the senior leader on this team. What was kind of the focus for you in that final couple minutes of the game tonight?
Yeah, honestly, I think it was just we just need to take care of the ball a little more. I think we haven't really been in any of those positions. Like, our games are either yet. I think we just haven't been in that position yet, and we're learning, and I think that's good. But, I think that we all just stepped up and we're like, okay, I need to I me personally, I was like, I need to take care of the ball. We don't need points, but I need to take care of the ball.
They were physical coming into tonight.
Oh, gosh,
did you know that was going to happen and that was kind of going to be their game plan, was to rough this up? They were going to play a lot of girls, commit fouls. Did you know that coming into tonight?
Yeah, I think that we knew that they were going to play a lot of girls and that they were going to play. I mean, it's postseason. Everybody plays hard. No one plays soft. You're going to go as hard as you can, obviously. And they have a lot of seniors, so... I knew that they were going to come in and go as hard as they could.
Des Moines Christian beats Clarinda tonight. You guys got a big test coming up on Saturday. You'll go to their place.
Yeah.
You guys looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm super excited. Never been to a state regional final, so, yeah, super excited.
Elsa, thank you for joining us in the postgame show. Congratulations on a big night tonight. We'll get Coach Yetmar on the headset, and we'll talk about the game with him as Kemper again picks up a 53-45 victory as they advance to Class 3A Region 2, a final coming up on Saturday. And, Coach, they were really physical tonight. How did you kind of counteract the physicality that you saw from Van Meter?
I thought we were aggressive ourselves and physical ourselves. We knew that. We knew it coming in. We've changed up practice these last few days in preparation for that. So I didn't think the physicality bothered us. I think we were ready for it. We kind of brought it back to them. We're not the biggest team on earth, but we'll fight. We'll fight and fight and fight. So super proud of the girls. They won a huge run, and then we responded with a huge run and had enough at the end to close it out.
It seemed like every time you guys went on a run, Van Meter would answer. How did you kind of keep the confidence in the girls when that would happen?
Seniors. They weren't worried. And you have Elsa and Kaylee and Charlotte, leading us. Feel good. It was senior leadership. There's nothing more to really say. It was just, Olivia Schenkelberg, she's not feeling well. But that kid came in and she gutted one for us. She gutted one out. She's feeling terrible, but she just knew. She had to give it everything she got, and she did.
You guys played a really good game tonight. Three-pointers were falling for you guys tonight, especially in the first half. Did you know, based off the defense, that they were going to play that could happen? Because I think the girls shot a bunch of them there in that first half.
Yeah, we didn't really know what to expect. They're a hard scout. They're extremely, extremely well coached. He's won multiple state titles. So we didn't really know what to expect. But after you've played 22 games, you have your stuff, mm-hmm. and you run it, and you kind of see what they're in, and do your best to execute. And the girls did.
What did you see from Elsa on the court tonight? 27 points seemed like to have a big answer for you guys when you needed it offensively.
Yeah, kid, she just didn't want to lose. She didn't want to lose. She's one of the best players to walk through these hallways in this gym. And she earned tonight. She's put a lot of time and energy and effort into tonight. And it was one of those things where she wants to make more shots and do different things. But at the end of the day, it's about finding a way to win for your team, and she did that.
Do you think coming into tonight with the girls, especially the seniors, knowing that this could potentially be the last time they played in their home gym, was a big nerve factor, or was that confidence for them tonight coming in to come out with the W?
I can't get a read on them. Obviously some nerves, but more importantly, they were confident in themselves. You could see it. It's just one of those things, you feel it. There was some calmness, maybe some nerves, but once they stepped on the floor, it's, you know, they've kind of been naive enough where it's just another basketball game. And we approached it as that, even though it wasn't, and, you know, they hit enough shots at the end.
You guys got Des Moines Christian coming up on Saturday to go down there for that game. They're number three right now in Class 3A. Little bit of a different mindset going into that game. You were favored in the first two games. Now I got to go and play the underdog. I think the girls will be ready for the test coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we've talked all year. We just want that shot, and we know whoever it is going to be really, really good. But we've set ourselves the goal of we want that opportunity. It gives ourselves the best shot, and, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we can shoot it well enough where we can stay in basketball games. So I'm confident in my group. We're going to go scout them and see what they have, and we're going to give them all they got.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here in the postgame show. Good luck coming up on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Kemper Knights head coach Justin Yetmar here in your Mackey Motors postgame show. Again, Elsa Tiefenthaler named your Culver's player of the game. That will end tonight's broadcast for us tonight here on Kick 106.7. Kemper advances to take on Des Moines Christian coming up on Saturday for that Class 3A Region 2 final for a chance to go to the state tournament at the KC Center in a couple of weeks. That'll end my broadcast tonight. For tonight, I want to say thank you for tuning in to high school basketball on Kick 106.7.